97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome. It is Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk, the final hour. Great to be with you on this hump day. And we are focusing in on gerrymandering as the spotlight is on the Texas Democrats in Illinois and in New York. And the DNC chair, Ken Martin, had this to say about the Texas Democrats fight cut two.
Well, look, I think the Texas House Dems are going to do everything they can to continue to fight against these illegal, unconstitutional acts of Governor Greg Abbott, Ken Paxton, and others in Texas. That means staying out as long as they possibly can. This isn't just some sort of stunt. I mean, this requires everyone at this point, not just Texas Dems, but people throughout this country who are quite outraged at this illegal power grab by Donald Trump and Greg Abbott.
All right. So to continue the talk about gerrymandering, let's bring in Sam Wang. He is a member of the Princeton Gerrymandering Project. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Hey there, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So before we get to the specifics, describe to the listeners, what is the Gerrymandering Project?
Well, the Princeton Gerrymandering Project here in New Jersey is a nonpartisan project to try to understand what diagnose gerrymanders by looking at voting patterns and maps around the country to grade them according to an A through F scale and to provide neutral standards so that courts and voters can judge whether they have been malevolently gerrymandered into districts that take away their power.
And as we know, the spotlight is on the Texas Democrats. They went to Illinois. So I think the spotlight has to be on Illinois. What did you find in the state of Illinois?
Well, we've evaluated congressional maps all around the country, and Illinois is quite a pip. It's drawn by a single party, the Democrats, and it is one of about a dozen maps around the country that we gave an F. So it's right down there with Texas and with North Carolina.
And what played into Illinois getting an F? You know, we all see the map, Sam, right? We all look at see the map and go, that looks ridiculous. What do the numbers show?
Yeah, one way to look at a gerrymander is to look at these crazy districts like the one from near you in St. Louis that goes all the way to Urbana, or for instance in Texas, the one that goes from San Antonio to Austin. And these are crazy shapes. But sometimes crazy shapes are not necessarily bad because they can join communities. So what we do is we take math and science and data, and we ask these kinds of questions. If we take, here's an example. If we take the state as a whole, and we look at all the districts, Democratic-leaning, Republican-leaning, we take voting records, and we estimate how each district is going to vote, Democratic or Republican. And then we come up with simple scores to find out whether overall it could have arisen by chance. Because redistricting, you got to take care of a lot of people. You have to take care of different communities, counties, cities, communities of faith. There's all kinds of things that you have to take into account to draw a good map. And so what we can detect statistically is whether one criterion favoring one party took precedence over all the other criteria. And that's called, in statistics, that's called finding an outlier. And if we find an outlier, then that tells us that probably somebody drew the map to favor their favorite group, whether it be Democrats or Republicans. And so we did this for Illinois, and so we confirmed the kind of thing that you can see by looking at some of these crazy shapes.
Now, you were here in Missouri, and you guys gave Missouri a perfect report card.
Well, we did give Missouri a good grade. Missouri, we looked at both the congressional delegation. We also looked at the House and the Senate. And it is true, Missouri did pretty well. And we gave Missouri A's according to our grading rubric.
Now, you know, I've played around with this map all afternoon, and I want just some specifics, you know, because we're talking about some states, they have a partisan lean, others don't. Not surprising that Kentucky doesn't. They have a Democrat governor, but they're, you know, a Trump leaning state. Now, Nebraska got a favorable grade but leans Republican. Now, is that because of registration? How do you figure something like that out?
Well, the way it works is that this is tough and it requires a little bit of math. And so here's an example. So if you take all the districts in a state, let's say Illinois or Nebraska or Missouri, and you can calculate a thing like you can look at all the districts and say, are more than half of the districts above average for one party or the other? This is the Lake Wobegon test. If all the kids are above average, then you've got something. So if you can get most of the districts above average for one party or the other, then we can measure statistically whether that could have arisen by chance. And so, for instance, in Illinois, way more districts favor Democrats than you would expect based on the average vote share. And so a lot of districts in Illinois are above average for Democrats. These other states you mentioned, Missouri and Nebraska, that kind of thing is less pronounced. And so, we have to take into it. So this kind of measure that I just told you about, which you can figure out with a pencil and paper, is the kind of thing that takes into account how many people in a vote in a state vote Democratic or Republican, how many districts there are. And we turn that into a probability that there is an outlier. And so we do it with stuff that high school statistics are enough to figure out these things.
Now, I was surprised by the state of Washington, right? That's a state that, you know, usually in national elections goes blue, but has a partisan advantage of Republican. How does something like that work out?
Oh, so I see that you are, in fact, an aficionado of the site. I am so pleased that you went to gerrymander.princeton.edu and drilled in. Okay, let's go there. So in a case like Washington, the legislature is going to be majority Democratic because it's a Democratic-leaning state. But that doesn't mean that the legislature, that the map necessarily favors Democrats. It could favor Democrats if it gave them even more seats than you would expect based on the fact that it votes a certain amount Democratic. Or if it gives them fewer seats, then we would say that maybe it favors Republicans. So in the case of Washington State, the map can still be majority Democratic, but actually maybe give a little bit of extra chance to Republicans, for instance, by giving them places where they can compete. And even though they don't get a majority, they have places that they can run and potentially win.
That is so that's so interesting. Oh, yeah. Sam, let me tell you, I've had a lot of fun with the site. Anything is interactive and I can hover over and then click on, that is right down my lane.
Oh, that's outstanding.
I got to ask you about New York because I'm in New York. And, you know, New York, Buffalo, right? That's right. The great state and the great city of Buffalo. New York had a map that they wanted to get approved and was ruled unconstitutional. By any chance, did you guys look at that map and what that would have meant in this grading system?
Oh, yeah. The congressional map that the New York legislature originally drew, it was a complicated story involving a commission, and then the commission got overridden by the legislature, and it was like this big pile of worms. And in the end, that map was overturned by a court. That map would have gotten, we did look at it, and it was an F. And if you dig around on our site, if you click around, you can find that map, but we didn't put it on the front page because it's not currently being used in elections. And the court appointed a special master to then take into account a lot of the different factors that I mentioned a few minutes ago and draw a map that's more competitive, more representative of the voters of New York. And in fact, the map that special master put in place is way more competitive. And if you go up and down the Hudson River Valley, there are all these districts that could swing either way. They swung towards several of them swung towards Republicans in 2022, and they're going to be up for grabs next November. And so there's a lot of competition in New York. And so that map went from being an F to an A because of the intervention of a court.
But let me ask you, because obviously our politics are very partisan in 2025. Do you expect if we were to revisit this map in 10 years, there'd be a lot more of the Fs, the red for Fs on this map in 10 years, given the next census and just given the how partisan the country's become?
That is a really great question. I will say that is in the hands of your listeners, of voters all over the country. Gerrymandering was the worst in 2012, actually, when there was just this wave, this festival of gerrymandering all over the country. And this is going to sound counterintuitive, but actually gerrymandering has gotten a little bit less bad in the last 10 years because of citizens passing initiatives, because of courts intervening. And even though the Supreme Court doesn't want to go there, and they've declined to get involved, there are places for citizens to get involved. For instance, citizens could bring a ballot initiative in Illinois and take away the power from politicians and make redistricting there a citizen power rather than a politician's power, and do away with gerrymandering. So it's certainly true that these things that we're watching, this spectacle, is pretty bad in Texas and Illinois and other states. But it's also true that citizens can make a difference. And so actually there's somewhat more competition now than 10 years ago, which, I know that everything's supposed to be terrible, but I feel this faint ray of hope.
Well, Sam, everyone can go and check this out. Check out your website, which I had right up. It is gerrymander.princeton.edu. And like I said, have some fun with it. Go around, click on these states, and learn about not only your state, but about the state, the 50 states of these great United States.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hey, Sam, thank you. Appreciate it. That is Sam Wang. He is a member of the Princeton Gerrymandering Project. Again, you can visit that, gerrymander.princeton.edu, if you'd like to see, well, you know how Missouri grades because we talked about it, but if you'd like to check in on some other states, great work that they have done there. We'll be back after this. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.